Well, good morning, good morning, good morning to each and every one of you on this wonderful Resurrection Tuesday, I call it. And we're tagging today, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth Tuesday. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious, holy, heavenly Father, we thank you, we thank you, we glorify your holy and righteous name for being God all by yourself. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in the midst of our being, oh God, because we do know that it's only in you that we live, we move, and have our very being. We thank you, Father, for our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, who rose up on the third day morning with all power in his hands. And we say, oh, Lord, we thank you. We glorify you, Father, for this wonderful call that was brought forth over 7 years ago, Father, through our wonderful Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing on this call. We ask you, Father, that each person that are on, Lord, will be blessed in a mighty way. We thank you for the speaker that you have downloaded a word, Father. We know that word is powerful, and we are here to receive what you have for us this morning. Lord, not only to receive it, but to be doers of your word. We glorify you, O God, for being God all by yourself. We thank you for Artist Life. We thank you for every person on the call. We thank you for those that are coming, and we give your name the glory, the praise, and the honor for all that you do this day and the days to come. In Jesus' mighty name, we say hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Jackie. God bless you. Thank you so much. Take it away.
Well, God bless you, too, and thank you for seating and greeting everyone in the telecommunications sanctuary this morning. And thank you for opening us up with such a powerful prayer this morning and covering this call. Well, good morning, everyone. I again welcome you to the call this morning. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, and we so appreciate and love each and every one on this call this morning. So this call was founded by two very wonderful, wonderful and powerful women of God in October 2010. Pastors P.K. Roberts and Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, we thank God for their early obedience in starting this call so that we can come together each and every morning. Our scripture reference is found in Psalm 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website where all the messages since October 2010 have been archived, and as well as all of the bios of all of our speakers, so that you can go back to that website when you need a word from the Lord and find you a rich word. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. Now, our theme for this year is, in 2018, roomy, supernatural expectations, demonstrations, and revelations are being fulfilled and seen. So if you feel led to be a part of this wonderful, wonderful ministry, if you, as a greeter such as Miss Brenda did so wonderfully this morning, or as a host as I am doing now, or maybe God has given you a word from on high that you need to share to bless others, maybe you just have a prayer request or a praise report, you can send that to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general will contact you. So what has brought us together is this phenomenal, phenomenal company called Artist Life. Now, Artist Life was founded by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago. And as I stated before, it's the common thread that brought us all together so that we could come together each and every morning to worship God and hear a word from on high. This company is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful company with great, great products. The best products, as Minister Terrell would say, this side of heaven. So if you would like to know more about this company that will make you healthier and wealthier, please contact the person that put you on this call, and they will be more than happy. They would love to share with you this phenomenal company and answer any questions that you might have. So are you a T-Mobile or Metro PC customer and having challenges calling on the call without being charged? Well, there is a bridge number that would help you call in for free. You can call in on the live call or the playback at no charge, and that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. Follow the prompt, and you will be joined into the call. So please share this information with everyone you know that are having challenges. Now, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call. It's held every Monday through Friday right after this call, and it's conducted by a team of wonderful, great artist leaders that provide vital information to your artist business and its wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And today on that call is Leadership Tuesday. So please join into that call and listen to the leaders teach you how to grow in health and wealth. Now, this morning, we'd like to take the time out to congratulate all of those that met your goals in Artist Life last night and also achieved the ranks that you were trying to reach. So a big congratulations to each and every one of you. Now, I'll now would like to bring forth our speaker of the morning, and we want to allow them to give us what God has laid on her heart. She is a phenomenal speaker, phenomenal, and no stranger to this call. Our speaker this morning is co-pastor LaVonya Lewis. Pastor Lewis always resides in the scripture, Matthew 11:12, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violence take it back by force. She's born in Las Vegas, Nevada on August the 1st. I won't give you the year. She can do that to a single teenage mother. Co-pastor LaVonya Lewis seems destined to be another statistic of what the devil meant for bad, God meant for good. It was at a very young age, that she knew that her life had a calling and that she was different. So she was called by God to be set aside for his use. She was filled with the Holy Ghost at the age of 14, began preaching the gospel at many churches around Las Vegas. At the age of 17, she was ordained as an evangelist and a youth pastor. Together with her husband, overseer Eugene T. Lewis, co-pastor founded the Lion of Judah Ministries. in January 2004. And with the mandate, equip the saints, win the loss, and recover the backslider. Pastor LaVanya has over 12 years of experience being a youth pastor, serving under her great-grandmother, Pastor Almary Garcaston, as well as serving alongside her husband, an anointed Tabernacle's assistant pastor for 9 years. Pastor Lewis is a graduate of the University of Phoenix in Arizona, where she received her bachelor's degree in human services. She has had a successful radio ministry, traveled preaching the gospel, trained young people to live a life of abstinence and virtue, and prepared those who were called to preach, teaching them how to live the life they preach about. She's a wife, mother, sister, daughter, teacher, student, counselor. And most of all, Pastor Lewis is a great, great friend. So at this time, I would like to bring before you our speaker of the hour, co-pastor LaVanya Lewis. Are you there?
Amen. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Wonderful. Bless God. We thank and praise God for you all this morning, for you being on the call, and we give honor to everyone who makes up this call. We are grateful this morning for the love of God that we serve, the God of love that we serve, and that we endure, and that we're powerful, and that we are strengthened because of that said love. I was listening to a song, and I come to greet you all the way from the backside of the desert, as they say, Mojave Desert, from Las Vegas, where our corporate headquarters is located. I was listening to a song the other day, and the man began to sing, and of course the melody was playing, and the music sounded so beautifully. And once I got past all the beautiful music and I heard the words that he was saying, he said, God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. God is doing a great work in me. And he began to just repeat those words over and over again. God is doing a great work. And so I began to just meditate on those words, that God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work, and he's doing a great work in me. And so I come to encourage your heart this morning that God is doing a great work in you. It may not feel like it. Sometimes it doesn't look like it. It don't smell like it. I can't touch it. None of my senses can connect with this great work that God is doing. But I want to encourage your heart for the few minutes that I'm before you to let you know that God is doing a great work in you. I was reading coming from Psalms 103. In the first verse of this, the psalmist begins to go into worship, and he begins to think about the blessings of the God. Just begin to think about the goodness of Jesus and the love of our Lord and our Savior, the goodness of our Lord. And he begins to say, look, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Not some, but don't forget any of his benefits. God is doing a great work in you. He goes on to say, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and took the mercy. Then he says in verse 5, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. God is doing a great work. Verse 6, he said, the Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known the ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. I don't know about you, but it's times I need God to be merciful. I need God to not be so quick to get mad at me because I'm going to do something that's going to make him mad, and I need him to be slow to anger, to be patient with me. And the psalmist recognizes the patience of God and the fact that God is quick to give mercy. It's plenteous in it. He has an abundance of mercy. He goes on in 9 and said, he will always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. 10, he said, he has dealt with us according to our sins, now nor rewarded. He hath not, dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Come on. The psalmist is blessing God because he's recognized, God, thank you that you didn't always punish me when I was supposed to, or when I've done something wrong, you didn't hold it against me. God is doing a great work. 11 says, for as the heavens is high above the earth, so great is the mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as the father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we're just dust. He understands me. A lot of folks don't understand you, but God understands you. And everything you do, they're telling you it doesn't shock him, it doesn't throw him off. He's not watching us through his fingers like a horror movie, waiting for us to mess up or hoping we don't mess up. He understands. And 15 says, as for the man, his days are as grass, as the flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over and is gone, and the place thereof shall it be no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto the children's children. Even my babies are being prospered because of God's mercy and because of love and the work that God is doing. To such as keep his covenants and to those remember his commandments to do them, the Lord has prepared a throne in heaven, and his kingdom rule it over all. Then he goes back in the 20s and said, bless the Lord, ye angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the word of his voice, the voice of his word. They are ready to listen for what God is telling them to do, to bring our healing, to bring our prosperity, to bring our strength. Bless the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, and places of dominion. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. God is doing a great work. I heard this story about this seminary student who was in class, and he stood to his feet and announced to the professor that he didn't believe in God. He said, I don't believe in God. And the professor kind of unraveled because he's in seminary, said, well, listen, explain to me, describe to me the God that you believe in, that you don't believe in, you know. Describe to me what that God looks like. So the seminarian student begins to describe this unlovely, this vengeful, this angry God. And the professor pondered for a second. He scratched his head. He says, you know what? I don't believe in that God either. He said, my God is a God of love. And so a lot of times what people will do is they've made up a God or what they think our God is. And they don't understand the work that God is doing because they have questions about it, or because something didn't go their way, or because they didn't understand the move of God. Just because you don't understand the move of God don't mean that God ain't moving. Ponder that. Just because you don't grasp or you don't understand or you can't trace him, look, you got to learn how to trust God when you can't trace him. And so just because you don't understand his movement don't mean that he ain't moving. And so we have to understand what God is doing, a great work. It's like the psalmist said, but you sometimes you can't put your finger, you can't really truly describe it. The psalmist did a wonderful thing by giving us words to be able to say, because sometimes we can't describe the love of God. We can't put words to it. It's so precious and it's so wonderful. So when we read Psalms 103, we ought to thank the psalmist for helping us, give us words to describe the goodness of Jesus. The work that God is doing. How do you describe a rose to a blind person? How do you describe Handel's Messiah's Chorus to a deaf person? How do you describe the thrill of going down a skinny downhill to somebody who's never walked? How do you describe an impeccable, infinite God who's perfect in all his ways to impure, finite humans. One way, like I said, is that you have Psalms 103 where it talks about his unfailing love, talks about, look, as far as the high as the heavens are above the earth, as great as his love for those who fear him, as a father has compassion on his children. You know, the psalmist was so wonderful to give us that description, because when God is doing a great work, the work is so great, sometimes we have no words to describe him. He's indescribable. You want to explain, like, well, God, you are just so amazing. You're so precious. And sometimes, even when we're going through, when we're suffering, and when things don't look like we want it to look, we still in our knower. My grandmother would say, you got to know in your knower. You still know in your knower that God is a great God, and he's doing a great work, that you may not feel great. You may not understand. And you might not can put your finger on it, but you know that God is doing a great work. The point is not simply that God loves. The point I want to make to you this morning isn't simply that he loves, but that he is love. Love, God is so awesome that he takes what we know to be a verb, an action word, and it is his noun. He is love. He don't just love, he is love. It's his very nature. Scriptures tell us that we have come to know and to believe the love of God that he has for us, because God is love and he remains in love. But for those of us who remain in him, 1 John 4:16 say, look, we have that love. To say that God is love is not simply good enough. It doesn't paint the picture like you really want it to paint. The psalmist uncovers for us, and he tells us specifically in verse 2, he says, look, the psalmist uncovers, he tells us, he says, that God has, his love has touched and it's benefited and it's blessed us. We're the recipients of it. Because God is such, is love, we're the recipients. And one way we're the recipients is verse 3 and 12 kind of took us there, and it says that spiritually God loves us and he removes the barrier that separates us, because sin separates us from God. But his God is so amazing, and we just celebrated Holy Week, and we just celebrated the risen Savior, and God is so wonderful that he knew we needed to be redeemed. He knew that we needed. He never wanted us to have distance between him. He always wanted us close to him. And so he loves us so much until he created, he sent his son to die for us, to be propitiation, to pay the ransom, to pay the debt, so we no longer have that holding over our head. Look, God is doing a great work. And you have yet to see even a fraction of what God is doing in your life right now. Can I encourage your heart to let you know that I don't care what it looks like or feel like, or look, I'm preaching to me. If y'all hear it, it's blessing you, let it bless you. But I'm encouraging myself this morning that no matter what it looks like or feels like, no matter what it seems to be, God is not done yet. Listen, they thought when they had him on the cross and he hung his head and he died, most of them thought that that was the end. But he said, look, I'm not done yet. I still have more to do. God is doing a great, look, encourage yourself. Tell yourself all throughout this day, God is doing a great work in me. He is doing it eternally. He's doing it authoritatively. He's doing it physically. Look, he's even doing it judiciously for me. Look, when I had the right to be cast into sin, when he had the right to throw me away, when he had all rights to look, say, I'm done, you won't do right, you won't act right, I'm finished with you, when he had all rights to be that way, God said, look, I'm not going to do this to you, but I'm going to redeem you, and I'm going to bring you back to me. His love is all-consuming. His love is powerful. His love, look, it has no adversity. There's no pain when you are promoted. Look, there's no status or station that's above it. God is love. So I want to come encourage your heart today to let you know, look, Psalms 103 lets us know. And like I said, it goes back to the first verse that the psalmist said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Let praise drip from your lips all day today. And just be reminded that no matter what it feels like, no matter what it seems like you're going through, God is doing a great work in you. Be blessed.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor Lewis, for that great, great word this morning, that manner from on high. I will be calling you back shortly for our benediction after a brief few announcements. But right now, let us lift up the Lord in prayer and cover our prayer requests this morning. God, we thank you for this day, for we know that this is the day that you have made. We all shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you for that rich, rich word this morning. We know that you never leave us and you forsake us, and you're always doing a great thing in our life. We thank you for your graces and your mercy. God, we thank you for each and every caller on this line as they go throughout that day. Lord, continually keeping them lifted up and encouraged in your word. God, we thank you for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Patton, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, God, for their awesomeness, God, and how they keep us together in your word. We thank you for even letting them, allowing them to say yes and being obedient to start this call. It has been such a blessing to the masses. God, we thank you for Artist Life and what it's doing to everyone, how it's changing their health, changing their bank accounts, and changing their lifestyle. I ask you to continue your blessings over each and every distributor, God, because you said you would give them the desires of their hearts. And God, we thank you for those that are feeling illnesses in their body. God, we lift them up before you because you said in your word that by your stripes they are healed. So whatever conditions they're facing or whatever they're looking like, God, you have the final say. And you're able to change each and every illness. You are able to condemn it, Lord, and we know that you will. And we cover Minister Cox and Minister Robin right now, God. You said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, and we know that their loved ones are with you now, God. So I know that they miss that person in their life, God, but God, I know that you're able to give them comfort, give them peace, and lift them above this trying time, and let them know that you still love them and that you will never, never walk away from them. And for each and every TMC family member on this call, God, I ask your blessings over each and every one of them. Encourage their heart. Give them joy. Give them peace. And let them know that you are God and God alone. God, we bring these prayers before you. We shall cover them in your blood. We know that it is done because we declare it. In your precious name, Jesus, amen and amen. So to hear the payback of this powerful, powerful message, you can call 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is the same, 957-677-POUND. And again, we'd like to congratulate all the artist distributors that were able to make their goals yesterday at the closing of the month. So, and to you again, Minister Brenda, we thank you for always being available and serving at any time. And we thank you for greeting everyone and opening us up with a powerful prayer. And again, Minister, co-founder, Pastor LaVonya Lewis, we thank you for that great, great word this morning. We praise you. We thank you for being a true servant of the Lord. And right now, I'd like to call you back to give us our closing remarks and benediction.
Father, we thank you that your word assures us that there's no greater love than this, that someone would lay down his life for his friends, according to John 15:13. We thank you, Lord, that you are doing a great work in us. But the great work started way before we even were cognizant of what you were doing. We bless you for salvation. That is the great work that you're doing in us. Thank you for building us. Thank you for prospering us. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for touching us. Thank you for the time for ministering to us. And Father, we thank you we would take this word with us all through the day. And we'll understand, God, that there's sometimes, we'll understand that there's times we don't understand. And Father, but we will trust you throughout the situation. We'll trust the process. And we thank you for the great work that you're continuing in us. Father, till we see each other on the other side of victory, God, we bless your holy name. And we'll continue to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name, it is so. And amen. Bless you throughout your day.